I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What up, homies? We're here to break down Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. We're recording Wednesday, May 25th. Tip-off for this game is 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the series is tied 2-2 after Boston bludgeoned Miami 102-82 on Monday for Game 4. I have three best bets in this game, actually. But before I recap my previous podcast, which covered Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and then give you the best bets for this upcoming game, let me first shout out the sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook, who's a global sports betting leader that's live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with their fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. New users from this podcast can get a welcome bonus at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to game with Tipico, but please see their website for details. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey, 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. So again, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tips off tonight, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Boston's actually 2.5-point favorites in Miami. The total sitting at 204.5 with the under juiced to 115, the over at 107. Again, Boston even the series 102 with a 102-82 victory in Game 4. We actually went 2-1 in our best bets in that game. We whiffed at the Miami Heat plus 2.5 in the first quarter, and what was turned out to be the most terrible result of a bet, or maybe a handicap of a bet that I've made in a long time. But we got back at least one unit, or we got back one unit with the under 206.5 in that game cashing, and Miami Heat shooting guard Victor Oladipo going over his 11.5 points. Miami really just put up one of the more pathetic offensive performances in playoff history. They missed their first 14 shots. The scorers put up the starters of the Miami Heat put up the fewest points in a playoff game since the NBA started tracking starter and bench scoring, which was 1970. So it was an absolute stinker. We had no chance of winning that bet. I feel like my analysis was decent. I went with a contrarian angle. Miami just missed everything. I actually didn't think they got terrible looks, but it got comically bad just how terrible they shot. So that was a loser. The only Heat that showed up for that game, though, was shooting guard Victor Oladipo. I think scored 23 points, doubled up his point prop. He went over 11.5 points. He almost went over that in the first quarter. He was seriously the only Heat player that showed up in this game. He outscored all of the starters combined himself. And then we hit the under 206.5 Heat Celtics. Heat played a major part in that, but the under 206.5 was obviously the right spot because of the Miami offensive no-show in Game 4. But we're going to zigzag on Game 4's results and go with the following best bets for Game 5. I'm going with the Miami Heat plus 2.5 for the full game. I'm taking over 204.5 for the Celtics Heat, which is priced juiced a little cheaper at minus 107. And then I'm going over 9.5 rebounds for Boston Celtics center Al Horford. But let me break down these bets real quick and give you my rationale for these picks. I'm taking the Miami Heat plus 2.5 because the coaching edge favors them, or they have a coaching edge. And as the series continues, I'm going to favor the more coach team with a better or more big game experience, which is Miami. Obviously, their injury report is pretty scary. Right now, they have several key contributors listed as questionable, including Kyle Lowry, Tyler Hero, Max Strus, PJ Tucker, and Gabe Vincent. So maybe wait before making this bet. because if Miami Heat get bad injury news, this number can get up to even maybe four, depending how bad the injury news Miami gets. But I have to lock in a bet now. I'll take the Heat plus 2.5 because Coach Spoelstra has been there and done that, and Boston's head coach Ime Udoka is in his first season here on the job, so he has some growing pains for the playoffs, I think, before Boston ultimately gets over the hump. I do agree with their price to an extent, adjusted series price in this Eastern Conference Finals, but I do see some value in Miami here, and I'm going to take the points because we are kind of due for a good game. I don't take really anything from Game 4's results because we've just seen teams get crushed game in, game out, and then bounce back inexplicably, and that's kind of the vibe that I'm getting from this game. Boston's offense is also very predictable. They shoot the second highest. They attempt the second highest percentage of three-pointers per game in these playoffs, just behind Dallas. And I think Eric Spoelstra's coaching acumen and game plan and scheming is going to be able to get under the skin of a predictable Boston offense. Marcus Smart's also listed as questionable, but his flimsy ball handling and decision making, and just the inconsistent decision making of Boston's offense as a whole, leads to bad offensive possessions. And I do think Miami can keep it within the number. Obviously, will most likely steal this game if you're betting the Heat plus 2.5. So we're also, it's a pros versus Joes game on sports, typical sports books, betting splits. Most of the money is on the Miami Heat, whereas most of the public is on Boston. In those scenarios, you're often going to want to follow the cash column, since, you know, professional bettors wager more money than your average Joe. So when you see that kind of discrepancy, it suggests the sharps are on the Heat in this case, and then the public is backing Boston based off a recency bias and an overreaction to Game 4, even though I don't know how much of an overreaction you can call it considering how bad Miami looked and how banged up they are. But making these plug-your-nose bets that are hard to talk yourself into is typically where you find value, actually, in sports betting. So, and I also think there is value in the zigzag theory here. Again, there's been nothing gathered from these landslide NBA playoff victories. Teams look like shit, then bounce back next game. The three-point randomization era and inconsistent officiating are big factors for that. And those are two areas which Miami could benefit in these games, or in Game 5. I mean, they had the best three-point shooting percentage during the regular season, so if any team can get hot from behind the arc, it's Boston, or it's Miami. And Miami can get some home cooking from the officiating. Jimmy Butler is one of the best dudes at getting to the free throw line in the NBA. So maybe he's more aggressive and gets Boston's bigs or Boston's wings into foul trouble, which would tip the favor, or tip the balance in Miami's favor. Also, it is a profitable spot for Miami. Now, maybe going on a trends-based, I guess, handicap probably isn't the smartest here in the playoffs, but adding it on top of the things that we already mentioned does give me a little more confidence in the Miami Heat here. Miami's 4-1 against the number as home dogs this season. They got a plus 7.5 ATS differential in those matchups. They're 21-11-1 against the number following a loss, and they've won five straight against the number and following a loss. So this is a good spot for Miami. Obviously, this is pretty much a must-win here, so I think they'll get good injury news, or at least some of their gutty veterans like Kyle Lowry and P.J. Tucker are going to get suit up for this game and give it a go. I think Miami, between their coaching, big game experience, continuity, three-point shooting, three-point defense, and just overall team savvy is going to be good enough to cover the Heat plus 2.5. So let's take that as our first best bet. The next game, or the next bet that we're looking at in this game is I'm going over 204 and a half here. We could be looking at a 3-point shootout. I mean, most of these NBA playoff games have turned into 3-point shootouts. Boston is second in 3-point attempt percentage during these playoffs. Miami's first, again, in 3-point shooting percentage, or was first during the regular season. I also think we could be in for a zigzag effect or a bounce back game from Miami after their just historical terrible offensive night. Again, I didn't think their looks were that bad. I just thought everyone collectively shit the bed shooting the ball for the Heat. So I could see them playing better. I actually think the Miami Heat will also pick up the pace and hope to get some easy looks and fast break just because, you know, their team is banged up. And I'm assuming, let me say this correctly. I think Boston is going to assume Miami is going to try to muck this game up. And I think a lot of the market is assuming that Miami is going to try to muck this game up because of their injury report. But I do see some value on zagging against that line of thought because I think the best way for Miami to get quality offensive looks is to get out in transition, especially if they can force turnovers and especially off a live rebound. So I think the pace will be picked up in this one. And there are also mad trends supporting the over in this one as well. Miami's 9-2 to the over in the last 11 games versus winning teams. Boston is 8-2-1 to the over in their last 11 games as road favorites. And the over is cashed in 10 of the last 14 Celtics Heat meetings, generally because the market maybe overvalues each team's defense in these matchups and or the 3-point shooting is probably ramped up in these games and these Celtics Heat games turn into 3-point shootouts because both teams are quality 3-point shooting teams. So we're going to go over 204.5 as our second best bet, adding that to the Miami Heat plus 2.5. And then our third best bet and our only player prop here is I'm going over 9.5 rebounds for Boston Celtics center Al Horford. It's even money, actually, plus 100. So I'm excited to get that given the following angles or following notes. Al Horford has went over 9.5 rebounds in 8 of his 14 playoff games this postseason. He averaged 10.3 rebounds per game versus Miami in 3 regular season matchups. Granted, he only went over 10 rebounds once. He put up 15 rebounds, 9 in the other one, and then I think 6 in the other. But the average is 10.3 rebounds, and obviously he wasn't getting as much usage in the regular season or as much minutes played in the regular season as he will in these postseason. I'm pretty sure he's averaging around 40 minutes per game, in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I could just see that usage continuing or even being increased with Robert Williams' iffy game status. Robert Williams, the all-defensive big for Boston, is listed as questionable on the injury report. It feels like he misses one game, plays the next, and vice versa. Also, Al Horford, his defense assignments kind of put him anywhere on the floor. I mean, he'll defend Bam in the mid-range and in the paint. He closes out on three-point shooters. And we'll be in a spot to grab rebounds from mad different spots on this floor. You know, he'll close out on a PJ Tucker corner three. He'll defend Jimmy Butler a little bit in the mid range, defend Bam in the mid range, and really is the centerpiece of their defensive front court. So if Williams is at all compromised from a health standpoint, and or Horford just keeps the same amount of minutes played and usage in this game, I feel like his over 9.5 rebounds should cash it pretty easily. Also, if we're correct in there being an uptick in pace, that should equal more field goal attempts. Obviously, more field goal attempts equals more rebounding chances. So let's go with Al Horford at a plus 100 price point to go over 9.5 rebounds. Again, adding that to over 204.5 for the game total, and then we're going to go with the Miami Heat plus 2.5 to cover the spread. That's it. That's your Bet Slippin' Podcast breakdown for Wednesday's Game 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Hopefully I can have something for Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals between Dallas and Golden State. I haven't been that as locked into that series, but I'll try to grind and find some best bets. But either way, best of luck to you guys, whether you follow or fade me here. Make sure to do your own homework on this stuff, and good luck. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.